With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we are, locked and loaded, hour two of the program, having a blast. No Jason Smith tonight. And no, I'm not having a blast because there's no Jason Smith tonight, but we'd love to be here live and in living color from the TireRack.com studios and having some fun with my guy Dan Beyer, my partner on the I Want Your Flex podcast. You hear him weekdays with Doug Gottlieb and Covino and Rich, and of course on weekends, he's alongside George Reister on Red Zone Radio. Only eight more teams remain, Dan.
It's the Elite Eight in the National Football League, and this is where it gets good. The Sunday doubleheader is just so salivating. I don't know if we're going to get great games. I don't know what the Cowboys will have against San Francisco. We're going to find out. But that doubleheader of Bengals-Bills and Cowboys-49ers is so good. Not to diminish what Saturday brings us, but I'm sorry, Saturday just pales in comparison to what we're going to get in the games on Sunday.
You leave Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars alone. How dare you?
What is it with all these rematches, by the way?
No, that's just it. It's really worked out very strangely this year, hasn't it?
Yes.
And the fact that we still have three NFC East teams alive. All these years, we've mocked them for their mediocrity, and, well, here they are.
Cowboys and Niners didn't play this year, and obviously you know what happened with Bills and Bengals, but you've got the Jaguars and Chiefs, and obviously, as you mentioned, the NFC East with the Eagles and Giants, and the third time they've met. Although, week 18, probably not the real test,
no.
Considering what was at stake, 100%. But still. I still think we're going to get a good game in that one.
All right, current lines, Kansas City favored by 8 at home. Over-under sitting at a robust 53 for that one, Dan Beyer. Giants, Philadelphia, Philly, 7.5-point home favorite, 48.5. Cincy, Buffalo, 48's the total. Buffalo, a 5-point favorite. And then Dallas, San Francisco. This is one you already saw a little bit of movement on this one. Opened at 4, down to 3.5. San Francisco, the home favorite. 46.5 is your total. And the curiosity, obviously, in that game all comes down to what can Micah Parsons and that defensive front do to slow down, slop it up, and make Brock Purdy look human.
He looked really good against Seattle. But again, Seattle doesn't have anything defensively to stop you or to even show any resistance whatsoever.
What's funny, though, Dan, is he'd been so efficient in his first starts. The first half, he was, quote, shaky.
Yeah.
By a lot of people's estimation. Like, yeah. Okay, so they're not dominating, and they haven't run away and hidden at this point. But it's not like he's throwing the ball directly in the arms of the opposition here.
The word moxie came to mind.
One.
That we know from.
That's a good old school term right
yes.
there.
Yes. And I felt that call back to even Seinfeld. I felt that Brock Purdy showed a lot of moxie. There was more it factor that we hear so much about, I think, in this game because he had an opportunity. Now, a couple of times he actually put himself in harm's way, which against better teams, you're not going to be allowed to do. But I do think that the game on Saturday showed that there is maybe another gear for him. I don't know if it's another level, Mike. I'm not sure if we're to that point yet, but at least that there was another gear for Brock Purdy to perform. And for as much as I didn't want to jump on the bandwagon, and I'm not jumping on the bandwagon, you just have to give credit where credit was due. And he was just really, really good, you know, especially in that second half against Seattle on Saturday. And now the question is, can you carry it on and carry that momentum, and can Dallas do anything about it? And I just hearing the numbers that you said, I just really like San Francisco. They're so freaking good. And I feel like I was the one holding off on wanting to give them their flowers and wanted to wait and see more. And I just think now it comes to the point where if Purdy plays like that, I mean, it's darn near undeniable on how good they are.
Well, what's been funny, right, is the Brock Purdy love, as some would describe it, you know, and while talking about the system and personnel of San Francisco, folks that have fallen all over him were the same as they were winning that hated Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, still won. Maybe it wasn't as pretty, I guess, at the end of it. He also wasn't playing with Christian McCaffrey for a good chunk of his time this year, right? You give me that guy and he's healthy, and we'll talk fantasy top 10 for 2023, because I'm convinced. I'm buying back in. I'm rebuying my shares, even though they're at a higher price at this point on the McCaffrey bandwagon. But it's always been dismissed the quarterback there because of everything in the system, and now Brock Purdy is like, no, this guy is a whole different thing. Like, well, they've won.
I'm right there with you with McCaffrey. I agree. I don't think I gave him enough credit. The way that he is physical, I think that maybe we just weren't exposed to it a lot in Carolina, because we just thought he's catching passes out of the backfield or running up the seams and they're hitting them and he's scoring touchdowns that way. But when he's needed to get tough yards, he's been very physical. He's also been very patient at times in trying to find holes. And instead of a 2 or 3 yard gain, it ends up 6, 7, 8, or 9 yards. That's what happened against Seattle. I am right there in lockstep with you. Let me ask you this about Brock Purdy. And I know I'm going to regret it as soon as I say it, but I think that it's a legitimate question. And it goes to the point that you started in the first part of the show. Podcast, foxsportsradio.com. The question is, if you were the San Francisco 49ers and someone offered you a first-round pick for Brock Purdy, would you accept that deal?
As of now, he's my starting quarterback next year and going forward at no money.
I know.
Right? Like, and this is something I argue with Smith a lot about, and anybody that in my sphere, right, the friends of kids on Madeline's soccer squad or people that I run into that want to talk football, they keep talking, what about Trey Lance? Look at what they gave up to get Trey Lance. Like, yeah, that's the past. Trey Lance has played 1 year of football, and I'm sorry for him, and I hope it works out somewhere. And maybe he's in San Francisco because they have the luxury of two quarterbacks that they don't have to pay anything to, really, on a grand scale for a couple more years. But the reality is you found a guy that looks like the guy, and he costs you nothing. So I'm not giving him up for a pick. For what, another ticket? And if Trey Lance can't play, what's your backup? Jimmy Garoppolo again for as long as he's healthy? Because there's going to be other teams looking to kick the tires on him, right? With the number of teams in need of a quarterback.
I would say this, Mike. I think this isn't shocking. I think that the way that Brock Purdy has played, to your point, he would have to keep the job over Trey Lance if this continues. But if you're one of the other 31 teams that are looking for a quarterback, I think Trey Lance is more of the apple of your eye. Because I don't think that Purdy translates as well to the other teams as he does for the 49ers. Sure. I mean, this is match made in heaven sort of stuff. And maybe that's not giving Brock Purdy enough credit, but I just right now he seems to do whatever the 49ers want him to do. And I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if you put Brock Purdy in a Jets uniform and all of a sudden the Jets are, you know, this juggernaut, to bring up Jason's team. Like I don't see that. I don't see that happening. I don't see like this change happening. So it's interesting because I don't think teams would give up a first round pick for Brock Purdy. But to your point, if they did offer him, it's probably not enough for what San Francisco values him as to them.
Right. That's to their squad.
Yes.
That's to your point. Yeah. It goes back to the, you know, fit the suit. I make, you know, those allusions to the fun and exciting world of the Brady Bunch.
Yep.
From all those years ago. Johnny Bravo fits the offense and gives you more athleticism than Garoppolo does. And we don't know what Trey Lance could be. And the only real long opportunity we got to see him was in that miserable weather conditions in Chicago.
Yeah.
Which isn't fair to anything.
No, this is like the Trey Lance pick is, it's on a bunch of different levels, Mike. And I don't think that we talk about those levels because John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have done such a good job in constructing this team. But the levels of Trey Lance taking over for Jimmy Garoppolo now are like, okay, to your point, you're paying him not a lot of money. You're paying him on a rookie deal, even though he was the third overall pick. You want him to get accustomed. And there are things that he can do that other quarterbacks can't do. But there's also the value of drafting Trey Lance where you did and when you did, that 8 years from now or 6 years from now, if he's your starting quarterback, which should be the plan if you're taking him third overall, then you're not going to have all these pieces there. Trent Williams is going to be out of the NFL, retired. George Kittle's not going to be playing anymore. You know, maybe Debo Samuel's lost a step. Christian McCaffrey has gone the way of the running back. Like, you have all these pieces there right now to make it work. And you're like, okay, do we go through these growing pains with Trey Lance? And luckily now with Brock Purdy, you're really not having any growing pains. But Trey Lance is also there because of his skill set that you think that he can develop, that he can close the gap on some of your deficiencies, whether it be on the offensive line, whether it be in the running game because he can run, whether it be, you know, maybe not having a target out there like Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. Like, that's like the long-term play of Trey Lance. Is he's a multifaceted quarterback that can do a lot of different things. The problem right now is you have this Super Bowl contender. You know, and a team that no one would be shocked if the 49ers are lifting the Lombardi in three or 4 weeks.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's, you know, so there's just so many levels to this. Is Trey Lance wasn't just the guy to bring him over the top this year. Trey Lance was drafted also to be the guy, as I said, 6 or 7 years from now when all these pieces aren't there, to still keep the 49ers competitive and as a playoff team and in that hunt for a Super Bowl.
Well, and to some degree, a developmental guy. Right, based on the fact that he hadn't played a lot of football, but you know, not even before the injury, or I should say, before he even got hurt this year. Like, still, the plan was they're a good roster, and then they got aggressive. They bring in McCaffrey. You know, you and I are big fans of the Wilson part. I like Mostert as well. I think you did too.
Yeah.
So, like, I like the way those two guys operate. But McCaffrey, when healthy, we know what an elite level guy he is, and clearly George Kittle has become Purdy's best friend. Add Eli Mitchell back to the mix, Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, I've got a party and an offensive line that's going to make that thing work, right? They're up there tall enough to spin the disco ball. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. I think I'd close it, you know, going back to the guy that's still there, right, supposedly practicing and may be available at some point in the playoffs is Jimmy Garoppolo. And as well as he and Kyle Shanahan have had their relationship, we know the win-loss percentage, all of that stuff, you're not taking the foot off the gas, right? How many teammates have stepped forward to talk about Purdy and what he means to making this thing run?
Yeah, you're right.
So you're not changing that midstream, going, all right, we're playing well. Like, there's no short hook here. Like, he would have to get absolutely overrun and look like Zach Wilson.
Remember, gosh, was it when the Colts had Jacoby Brissett and they were offered, you know, a second round pick for him or whatever, and Chris Ballard's like, there's no way I'm trading Jacoby Brissett. Not going to happen. Then you look back at it and see like what actually, you know, developed there. You're like, all right, that probably should have been a deal you did. You know, like
what do I keep saying though, Dan? Ballard, you can build the rest of my team. Someone else is doing the quarterback. In Baltimore, sure. I like the talented guys that they brought in. It hasn't worked out. So, you know, front office, you get to pick everything else. We're going to pick the wide receivers with somebody else that you hire for the staff.
You know, there's the lightning in the bottle aspect as well. And as just as I said, whether the Niners love Trey Lance and for the future, you know, there's no guarantee that Brock Purdy is closing those gaps if he's your guy, you know, 5 or 6 years down the line.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back in Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Dan Beyer in for Jason Smith tonight. Find him on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. Find him at Beyer Talk. Yes?
Trying to grow that audience.
Well,
Mike.
We got to. I mean, look, I'll do an episode of Calf Time before the night's up. We'll figure out how to make that work. I got to get the lighting right, I mean, because the striations have to be just oh-so-perfect. How creepy does that sound? Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. I wonder if they'd insure my calves. Kind of a Lloyd's of London kind of thing, no?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They are something special.
Well, thanks, buddy. I appreciate yes. you. I work hard at them, carrying my large frame on my small body and running around like an idiot on soccer fields, chasing my kid around. But I digress. You know, it's part of the coaching process, the parenting thing, you know, that you're part coach, you know, mentor, teacher, all of those fun things. And right now we've got the coaching carousel alive and well in the National Football League. We'll get into a decision made by Lions coordinator, the sexy name that came onto the marketplace in many's eyes, of Ben Johnson, and an announcement he made earlier, Dan, because I know it caught your eye, as it did mine, I think for similar reasons in this process. But we look at the coaching carousel, and this time around, it feels different. It almost feels like a political campaign season, with owners and teams going to Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and whatever they can, telling every reporter, hey, you know what, we just talked to this guy. Like Jim Irsay, like time after time, we talked to him. It's like, what'd you do? You had a cup of coffee? Did you have a phone call? Did you have an in-person? I mean, in the end, whatever, make the list as long as you need to. But it just feels like there's more disclosing of, hey, look at all the guys we talked to. It's like, is it a CYA kind of thing? Hey, look, guys, we're taking this seriously and we're covering our you-know-what and we're talking to everybody. So fans start voting like it's American Idol. Maybe a little bit of the rose ceremonies that we can get in from pop culture as well, Dan.
I think it's a great observation by you, and I think that there's a couple of reasons why, at least that I think we're seeing what you claim for us to be seeing. Number one, the NFL, we know that their goal is to basically dominate 11 months out of the calendar. June, you can have off. You know, NBA Finals, go ahead. We're not going to do anything in June, but pretty much even when the season ends in February, you know, now when we have the Super Bowl, we're getting into March with free agency and combine and then the draft in April. And sometimes it goes into May, depending on the calendar. And when, you know, training camps start up in July, and then we get they are dominating every month. And I think that this is a little part of that. Like, each of the teams want to still continue their new cycle. Serve their fans. Hey, we have interviewed Dan Quinn for our position. We have interviewed Eric Bieniemy. And it's, Mike, it's the same eight names.
Sure.
You know, that like seven, eight, ten names that we've seen go around in every, you know, it feels that way. Sean Payton's talking with this team. Sean Payton's going to talk with that team.
Well, but that's it. Sean Payton also going not only on Colin Cowherd's couch, but really making sure everybody knows his itinerary. I was joking with the guys here. It's like freaking NORAD and Santa Claus.
Yes.
Why don't we just trot out a private plane with his face on it?
And that was the second part that I was going to say for simple fact of why not? You know, like for him. He's in the business of selling Sean Payton.
Sure.
And I honestly don't think that the Saints, you know, I don't think it bothers them. I don't think it bothers Mickey Loomis. If you can get that first round pick, if Sean Payton's going to come back in, I think the Saints have already decided to move on and understand and appreciate everything that Payton did for, you know, that entire organization and city. I think that they're good with it. I think that they love. I mean, heck, when he goes and sits on, you know, Colin Cowherd's couch and says mid to late first round pick, that sounds like he's almost doing the bargaining for Mickey Loomis, you know, and saying like, this is what we want out there. And we haven't seen that scenario that has popped up with that. And that's what's been really, really intriguing. So I completely agree that it's different, but I think it's also these teams trying to extend the excitement, you know, into their season and can keep that news headline going. But you also have one of the candidates who has not been shy in talking about what he's looking for and what he would want and who he has spoken to. And I think that's what's made it so unique.
Yeah, it is particularly, and I think it begets the other conversation. I've seen the headline a couple places. I think Florio had it up on Pro Football Talk that it showed up in my timeline as well, as to the timing of interviews and the process and trying to stipulate that it has to happen after the Super Bowl, which the business has to continue. right? The operations, just because you're eliminated from the playoffs doesn't mean you have to shut down. And if anything, if you're not in the playoffs, you need that extra month of work and administrative work at a minimum. And if you don't have a coaching staff in place, you're not at least progressing that way. So I think, you know, saying, all right, you've got to wait until the end. I understand the restrictions on coaches and coordinators and position coaches that are still in the playoffs and the rules therein. But to try to restrict that whole process from happening till after the Super Bowl, I think would be foolhardy for the reasons you outlined, right? You want this. This is another side because you only have 8 games left. So we need to add more. Guys declaring for the draft, we already assumed they were going to. So those weren't stories, right? You didn't go, oh, look at that. He wrote the letter to the university. Let's read it. He wrote it to the fans. Let's play a violin behind it because it's a big deal. Now we all those guys we assumed were leaving for the league anyway. So like that was a non-story. So when it comes to the coaching carousel, yeah, there's a lot of angst in these cities and a lot of column inches to write in the local newspapers and sports segments on local TV and for the national media, including us here at Fox Sports Radio. It's another way to talk about the NFL and not start trying to hype up mid-January NBA regular season games.
Hey, I'm thankful for that.
Giannis missed his third straight game. Well, let's talk about it. Is this can't? No. No, it's mid-January.
Is he truly one of the top 10 players right now?
You stole my tease for 15 minutes from now.
My bad. It has a different feel. And Mike, I almost think that it's probably good that it has a different feel, and thank goodness that Sean Payton's in, because I've said it with you on our podcast. I've said it on the show with George Reister. I've said it with Doug Gottlieb. These coaching jobs are unappealing in the National Football League.
It's how much do you want to be one of 32, Dan?
No, I get it. But, right? It's also to the point of why do you have and I think that lends us to the Ben Johnson conversation.
No, that's right. Go right into it. Ben Johnson, who because of the prowess of the Detroit Lions offense, everybody fell in love with it. Even a little bit more of love for Jared Goff, a guy who has had, not many supporters. I've been standing here quietly cheering with a pom-pom for the guy here for a while. But you look at Amon-Ra, St. Brown, Williams coming back, even though he didn't get that Brady jersey. You keep trying. Jamal Williams in DeAndre Swift. I mean, you've got weapons. You look on the defensive side, there's excitement. But for Ben Johnson, he made the announcement today. I'm standing right where I'm at.
Yeah, and the reason is, do you want to go to Denver and try to fix Russell Wilson? And I'm not saying that he was candidate. It seems like Denver wants Sean Payton or Dan Quinn from the reports we've been hearing out of the Mile High City. But do you want that issue? Do you want to try to fix Kyler Murray or fix the Cardinals around Kyler Murray? That's not too appealing. Want to go to Houston where they fired the last two head coaches after one season? Yeah, you got two top 12 picks, but does that seem real appealing? You go to Carolina? The Colts? I mean, is that, the Colts may be the best job out there. And are you leaving for that? There could be some really good jobs available next year, depending on how things go. Brandon Staley's going to stick around. That Chargers job could be open. If Sean McVay, doesn't want to be around with the Rams, maybe LA's your thing. Maybe Pete Carroll rides off into the sunset in Seattle. Who knows? There's going to be plenty of gigs. And I just think that these five jobs here, you're right about it, being, one of 32, but when you have options like a Ben Johnson does, then you have the ability to say no to some of these. And so that's the other thing. I just don't think that these jobs are great. I don't think that they're, Denver's a high profile team in the NFL, but still it's can you fix Russell Wilson? That's going to be the big question.
No, and I think that's it. When you've got an ownership group that just came in and basically said, hey, the GM's going to not really deal with this part of the process. I'm going to hire you. Like, wait. So I'm coming in and I don't even work with that guy necessarily at the start of things to try to figure this out. And you've got to be on board with Russell and how much input does he have? You mentioned the Kyler Murray thing. I don't know what's real, what's imagined, but you really haven't had a lot of teammates, current or former, stump for him. So that's not helping matters, even though I didn't really buy the Denver receivers and their timing of their social media love for Russell Wilson. That was more a, hey, he's going to be our guy. Why don't we give him some love on the way out of this thing?
Yeah.
Because we still have to be here with him.
What about the first 16 weeks of the season? Where were you?
Well, there's that too. But go on down the line, right? Robert Saleh, you got a pretty good roster there. Did they fix the quarterback thing? And if it doesn't, does the hammer fall on him? This year he had the fall guy in LaFleur.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes. Houston, I want no part of. I think there's a couple of component parts. I'm not going to belabor our Brandon Cooks discussion. We've lamented that on the I Watch Your Flex podcast enough. But it kind of speaks to where you're at.
Think of the jobs that could be available next year. I mentioned just a couple of there. Washington could have new ownership.
Yep.
It could have new ownership in 2 months. And, maybe Ron Rivera's the guy. Maybe he's not. I actually think that there are a lot of nice pieces in Washington.
No, that's right. Washington, Las Vegas. Right? Maybe McDaniels gets one more year.
Yeah, who knows? But the one thing that I do know is that it's a better situation than a lot of these are right now. Like, if you're going to Arizona, you better have a plan for Kyler Murray because he is going to be your guy. And if you don't, then you're not going to be there very long.
Well, and that's the other part of it, Dan, is as we've seen from a number of these teams, they're not hesitating to pull the trigger anymore. And do the trap door Montgomery Burns style on people. Hey, can you move over about 2 feet? Okay. And then you drop the hammer and away they go. Because we're seeing guys let go after 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
Contract extension. I mean, Kingsbury's in Thailand.
Mike McDaniel was getting coach of the year votes halfway through the season. Heading into week 18, some people are like, should Mike McDaniel stick around with the Dolphins? You want to talk about a fickle business. He should, by the way, in my mind. But
he's also really interesting, so I need him in a job.
Yeah.
His press conferences are...
Yeah, he's great.
They're fun stuff.
Sorry. Look at what he did with one season with Tua. You may not love Tua, but he was a heck of a lot better than what he was. And I know there's other questions around him, but you can't tell me that didn't work out that way. Now, if you have questions about the defense and maybe not being as good as it was in prior years... That's legitimate, but you brought him in to try to fix your offense, and they did that for the most part.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back in Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon. No Jason Smith tonight. Dan Byron instead, my partner on the I Want Your Flex podcast. You hear him weekdays. Doug Gottlieb Show, Covino and Rich, and of course, anchoring Red Zone Radio, 2 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time, Sundays, alongside George Reister, breaking down the good, the bad, the ugly of your NFL weekend, the highlights, the big plays, the fantasy heroes, and of course, those that you are mocking on social media. They will take that and run with that as well. I think that's a fair consideration there, right? Stories as they play out.
Yes, absolutely. And we were smack dab in the middle of that Giants-Vikings game this past weekend on Sunday and this weekend. Remember the NFL, and this took me a while to get used to, Mike, pushing the start times of the divisional playoff games on Sunday a little back. So the late game is more into prime time. So a 3 Eastern noon kickoff for Bills-Bengals. So we'll have the second half of that and then the start of Cowboys-Niners into the final game of the weekend.
Nicely done. Well, we talk about halftime adjustments, and you'll get the second half of that early game. See what we did there. Last night, as part of Monday Night Football, look, we all had our different storylines that we're following. We'll get into Dak Prescott and Tom Brady a little bit later on in the program. Some fantasy look-aheads and look-backs. Always the feud when Dan Byer stops by. You never know what it's going to be. But one of the things that really kind of got the raised the dander, I guess, raised the ire of players and started a little bit of a fight were some comments starting the third quarter when it was 18-0 Cowboys, 3 Brett Maher missed PATs. But Peyton Manning saying, quote, "I don't know if I ever made a halftime adjustment in my entire 18-year career." I think that's the biggest myth in football, the halftime adjustments. You go in, you use the restroom, you eat a couple of oranges, and then the head coach says, "All right, let's go." You're in there, and Eli said, "You're in there for like 3 minutes." And then you saw a bunch of defensive players come in talking about changes to scheme and discussions, personnel mix-up and changes, etc. And then more and more offensive players were like, "Yeah, we never did any of this. You were kind of doing it, down to down, series to series on the sideline, a little bit of coach them up, but not some big, all right, there's a whiteboard and we're going to fix it all in this very short period."
That's it. We're changing everything.
"While this dog catches frisbees, we're going to fix our entire week of planning right now."
Here's the whiteboard. I'll say this. I find it very interesting, and I admit, Mike, I watched the mainstream broadcast last night because it was a playoff game. I wanted that sort of feel. Regular season, I'm fine with the Manning cast. I watched the regular broadcast last night. I know you were on the air, so you were doing your show.
Pre-show, I got to watch a little of Dion, and then I missed the Dan Campbell.
Yeah,
I have it taped. I haven't had a chance to go back and watch.
Yeah, I didn't tape it. It's the playoffs. Like, I love the insight that Eli and Peyton have, but there's also I want a rhythm to watching that sort of game. And so I watched it. I just watched the regular broadcast with it. And I find it amazing that this has never been brought up before. Then to your point, people seconding that notion and that no one in a booth has ever said, like, they say it all the time. Oh, great halftime adjustments, to your point. But no one has said, they really don't do that much in there during halftime. I thought it was very, very revealing. Maybe it was because it's Peyton Manning's team and you don't have to. Maybe they're not down 24-0.
Well, there's that
at the half. But I did think that was actually very good insight that I didn't hear until I heard it on social media because I was watching the main broadcast.
Yeah, just pretty funny. I mean, look, and obviously when they had Dion on, plenty of those questions. And going into, they had the big, was that a personal foul or was it not, on the hit on Dak Prescott? And the old, well, when the body lands on a quarterback, that's where you lose me. That's one I'll go to my end saying, how is that a foul? Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to do, a flying shoulder tackle like I'm the Road Warriors in the mid-'80s? and fly by and spin off the guy, right? It's like I'm supposed to go down to where they train for AEW or WWE, and that's going to be my off season. In addition to conditioning, I'm learning how to fall away from a quarterback and still give him enough of a hit that he goes to the turf. Give me a break. And so Deion kept yelling, "Where's the foul? Where's the foul?" And Eli goes, "Well, he kind of hit him here. You can see the helmet." And Peyton's just laughing because he's actually agreeing with Deion.
Sure.
One of the few times. And Deion goes, "Hey, don't you guys wish you were quarterbacking now with this stuff?" Which I thought was pretty funny. But the main thrust of it all came back to the halftime adjustments of how do you fix this? Like, well, you're not doing it in 15 minutes. Just logically. I mean, you may find one or two plays. I was curious why they didn't take more shots downfield, even with the pass rush. In theory, you hit one early, maybe it backs things off. But it was just a curiosity there and started a fight amongst players. I think that's a discussion that will have some life going forward as players talk about their experiences, different coaches, and maybe some concept that gets drawn up or maybe they give a great motivational speech like all the football movies that I've seen.
Mike, honestly, I wish I could add more to it, but I'm not in the locker room. You know, like I don't know. I would love to ask a former player on how much, you know, this is real, how much it is just maybe, you know, using the restroom, you know, like seriously getting hydrated. You know,
that's
doing
what I always thought it was.
Yeah.
Maybe you take a shower. Maybe you grab a cup of coffee. You drink your, you know, a bunch of water. Maybe you get an IV. Maybe you have a few oranges, maybe you guzzle a bottle of water or something, some Gatorade or whatever your drink of choice is, and you get back out on the field. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Quarterback carousel is spinning, but there's one would-be legend. Ain't going anywhere.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.